This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It is Free Talk Live, Christmas Eve Eve edition of the show. And as usual, we're here. Hopefully we'll be here throughout the holidays. I'm verifying with our board operator that we do actually have somebody scheduled to come in tomorrow and the following day, because we do like to do live programs. So we'll be here for you, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Lots of news to discuss. Of course, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Some of the bigger news that I think I've seen today, at least multiple times on social media, is this news about the TSA changing the rules for who can go through the body scanner, or rather, who can opt out of the body scanner. CNN kind of got their headline a little bit wrong there, but CNN.com reporting the TSA can now mandate that some passengers go through a body scanner even if the traveler asks to opt out and get a full body pat down instead. Now, this is what I have been doing ever since the TSA installed these body scanner devices. For those that don't know, maybe you haven't traveled in a while, I know there are a number of people in the United States who just simply refuse to travel ever since the TSA, and things have sort of been getting worse and worse as far as the screening procedures at these airports in the United States. So if you haven't been to see this body scanner thing, it's this behemoth of a device. It's very, very large. It's large enough to fit at least, you know, a few people in at once if you wanted to. That's not how it's used, but it's a pretty big thing. And you go up into this thing, and you put your hands up in the air, both hands up in the air as though you're surrendering, that kind of positioning. They then activate this device. It presumably scans your body for foreign materials that might be in your pockets and things like that. Or pressed to your body or whatever, and you've got a gun strapped to your chest or something. It's going to ostensibly detect those things. And most people go through this. I mean, person after person after person, if you stand there and you watch, almost no one opts out. I have been opting out. Daryl, have you taken any flights in recent times?
I've taken a couple of flights in the last, like, 2 years, and I forget which airport I was going through the one time where they had this thing, and I said, I'm not going through your radiation thing. And they're like, it doesn't use radiation anymore. Like, new machines don't use radiation.
Well, it uses something. There's some kind of device or whatever it is. I don't know the science side of it, but I know obviously some people are concerned about it. I just don't like the idea. I don't know. I don't care about the science aspect of it. I just don't like the idea of going through this sort of surrender of my body to these people. I mean, I guess you could argue that the pat-down is also a surrender in the same way, but, like, to literally put your hands
the
up pat in
the pat-down's actually more invasive.
Yeah, but it's also more personal. It's nice to have a little bit of a free massage from the
I don't want to deal with the people at all. I don't want them touching me.
So you'd
rather
go through
the machine. Only people that I want touching me are friends that I'm giving hugs to, or attractive women that are throwing themselves on me.
Yeah, I've never had an attractive
female. And that never happens.
Never had an attractive female TSA agent do that to me. They usually give you a guy if you're male going through.
Yeah.
And so we differ on this one then. So you prefer to go through the machine.
I prefer to not deal with them at all.
Sure, but if you have to go through,
right,
you're going to go through the machine.
And if you say, you know, touch me all over, then you're spending a lot more time. I would rather sit down and read a book. Or...
Yeah, that's true. It does take more time because, one, they usually punish you a little bit by making you wait. Because,
yes,
like, when you say you want to opt out, then the person who's sort of at the machine will say, okay, we'll stand or sit over there, and then we'll bring somebody around to
And then they go through your bag.
Well, they're going to go through your bag anyway.
No,
sometimes
they're going to put your bag through the x-ray machine, and if it goes off of there's something that we think might be suspicious, then they go through the bag.
That's true.
But if you opt out, they're going through your bag, and then you've got to repack everything, and that's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that's true. They do make it a pain in the butt to opt out. But I do it anyway, just because of the, I think, the principle of the matter.
You're not gaining freedom by opting out.
No, it's not about gaining freedom. It's about, I think, bringing some level of attention to the whole process. You know, it's very rare that someone opts out from that process. And maybe if the people who are in the area can see that happening, I don't know, maybe they'll think twice about it.
They're like, oh, wow, I'm glad I didn't do whatever that guy did.
You
get molested
right.
by the TSA agent.
Maybe you're right, Daryl. Maybe it's all futile. It's pointless. I don't know. I feel like I'm doing something. Toll-free number is 855-453, but now I may
not
be able to do it.
That's what matters, right? As long as you feel like you're doing something?
Yeah, that's right. That's all that matters. Now that I may not be able to do that at all, mandated screening for some passengers would be, quote, warranted by security considerations in order to safeguard transportation security, the TSA said in a document updating the protocol. The change comes at a time of heightened concern about aviation security and terror plots against commercial aviation. Why? Have there been extra terrorist hijackings of planes recently?
No.
I haven't heard about anything. The TSA said the benefit of using the technology is that it, quote, improves threat detection capabilities for both metallic and non-metallic threat objects. In other words, the scanners can catch weapons hidden in clothes that a pat-down might miss. The agency says it does not store any personally identifiable information from the body scanner, known as Advanced Imaging Technologies, or AIT. Well, that's what they say, but wasn't there a story not too long ago about the TSA agents, like, saving pictures of naked ladies?
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe it's official policy that they don't save the pictures, but apparently it doesn't prevent the employees from saving the pictures if they decide they want to.
Right, but they might also have different machines that they're using now than the machines people were saving the naked pictures off of.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't recall
because
when
there have been
was.
Several different variations of these body scan machines that they've gone through over the last 5 years.
Have there been that many? I mean, I remember it changing from one to another, but that's about it.
So there was, like, the big change of, oh, we're getting rid of this one, but there have been minor changes along the way as well of from one manufacturer to another. And
that must be really good for those manufacturers, having to constantly replace and upgrade that equipment. So right now, basically what it's going to be is the TSA will arbitrarily decide. I did look at the actual document that CNN is citing here, the TSA policy manual update, and it's a relatively short section of several pages worth, so it's very, very short. It's maybe like one or two paragraphs. And it just basically says that, well, passengers can still opt out, but if we decide they can't opt out, then they can't opt out. So it'll be completely up to the
whims. So as with everything the TSA does, it's completely arbitrary.
Yes. And in the moment.
It's been completely arbitrary for ever since there's been a TSA. And I know this because I used to work for an airline.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point I had to go through what they call the ground security coordinator training. And one of the questions that I asked the instructor was, hey, why are they doing this one thing? Like, you're telling me it's supposed to be X, but they're doing it Y in this place, and they're doing it Z over here, and then they might do it X in somewhere. So if the policy is X, why is everybody changing it? Well, if you know how the security thing's going to work, the terrorists do too, so they have to change it up. It has to be arbitrary, Ian, and it's been arbitrary forever. As long as there's been a TSA, it's been arbitrary the way they enforce it.
So is this actually going to increase security in any way, shape, or form?
No.
I say no. And if you're welcome to share your TSA experiences here with us. What's the worst experience you've ever had with the TSA? You can dial us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. There's no shortage of these stories out there. 855-450-3733 from the, you know, people being harassed in wheelchairs, being forced to, you know, crippled people being forced to get out of wheelchairs while they're being patted down to the, what was the one where they, like,
The guy had his colostomy bag ripped off.
Oh, God.
There was somebody else had a catheter that got, like, disconnected and their urine went everywhere.
Didn't they tear some earrings out of some girl's ears at one point?
Probably.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to share your thoughts here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In other news, there's a Disney-bound Muslim family who wanted to, was it come into the United States or leave? Come into the United States. And they were prohibited from doing so. Daryl, you have that story. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Stamps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And I have confirmed we do have a board op lined up for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yay!
So thanks in advance to Kyle over at the Genesis Communications Network for keeping us live throughout the holidays. And because you deserve something live, even though everybody else wants to take the day off. Free Talk Live will be here for you. Now, you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And if you're running a small business and you want to keep in touch with your customers, or maybe your employees as well, text messaging, of course, is the big thing for young people, especially these days. You want to be able to reach those folks. Email's just not going to cut it. But some of these text messaging systems out there can be cumbersome to use, requiring lots of manual entry to add and remove subscribers. But with TextFire, that's T-X-T-F-Y-R-E, your customers can subscribe or unsubscribe to your text messages by simply texting a keyword of your choosing to your number. And when I say number, I mean a real local number with your area code on it instead of one of those short codes that you see so commonly with text messaging systems. You can have unlimited subscriber lists and use different lists for different types of customers, even staff. It's easy to communicate with different groups using TextFire. In fact, customers can even send a text back to you, which allows you to get your orders via text if you like. TextFire is great for groups of 100 to 2,000, making it super for small business owners, churches, and other local civic groups. So head on over to TextFire.com, T-X-T-F-Y-R-E.com, and Free Talk Live listeners like you get your first month free. All you have to do that is text FTL, that's our name, FTL, like Free Talk Live, to 877-792-7418. That's 877-792-7418, or call that toll-free number, 877-792-7418, and mention that you heard about TextFire on Free Talk Live, and they will get you hooked up with your first month for free. TextFire.com, T-X-T-F-Y-R-E.com, to the phones, and to your thoughts, then, the Muslims who were denied access to the United States. Daryl's got that story, but first, Tom is in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Looking back on it, when I was over in Pelham Monday afternoon talking to Chris Christie, one dude in the audience may have been a Secret Service agent. It's just that they don't wear uniforms. But, you know, he's got that little thing on his ear and the lapel pin that might have meant that he was a Secret Service agent.
Could have just been security.
Could have been private security. Some of the agents, I've seen a couple of the presidential candidates here who definitely have Secret Service, and some of them are uniformed, and their name patches or whatever do actually say Secret Service. Now, obviously, they are going to have some undercovers as well, most likely. But, yeah, they're pretty obvious.
I want to point out that like when in November, Lindsey Graham was in Hudson, New Hampshire, and I just stuck it to him about that woman who from Connecticut who was murdered by Secret Service and U.S. Capitol Police on October 3rd, 2013. She made that wrong turn near the White House, and they chased her down Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, it was horrifying.
And
she shot up her car.
Well, if we New Hampshire residents who have the opportunity to meet these candidates bring up that, and like, what are you going to do to make sure that federal cops get the death penalty when they murder people in cold blood? If there's a Secret Service agent in the audience, it's pretty sure that within a week, the director of the Secret Service will find out, hey, you know, people are talking about that to presidential candidates, and chances are, one of the people, if we keep sticking it to the candidates like that, one of us will stick it to the future president of the United States about that. And so maybe the Secret Service will kind of get the hint that it's not a very good idea to go murdering innocent people.
Nah, I don't think they'll get that hint.
No?
I don't think it's going to have an effect.
Yeah,
but it never hurts to ask, and especially if you got it on video and their response. Thanks, Tom, for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I'm sorry. I just don't think that, number one, I don't think that you asking a question at some presidential town hall is going to get back to the head of the Secret Service.
Right.
I don't think that part is going to happen at all. But even if it did, I don't think they would care about it.
And at this point, I'm only seeing that Donald Trump and Ben Carson, as far as Republican candidates, have Secret Service protection.
Now, how do you determine that? Is there some sort of website that allows you know?
I did a Google search for presidential candidates with Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent news story is from November saying Donald Trump and Ben Carson to get Secret Service protection and Secret Service code names.
Do you know anything about the Democratic candidates that might have it? I presume Hillary Clinton.
Right now, according to the article from November, Hillary is the only Democrat with Secret Service protection.
Yep, because Bernie didn't have it.
Pretty much completely arbitrary how they decide.
Because I know Bernie didn't have it as of a couple few weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, when he was appearing in Keene. Yet again. So, you know, it would be nice if the federal government would do what Tom is talking about, like actually pay attention to what people say and have some legitimate concern for what people are saying. But, I mean, come on. Anybody who's ever sent a message to their congressperson or to the White House or to whatever other federal, you know, alphabet agency, you should know by now that it's just a futile thing to do. Like, you're wasting your time, whatever it is, even going to the websites where they fill out the letters for you. Like, God has blessed Downsize DC. I love Jim Babka and what he's done with that, and I think in theory it's a good idea. I just feel like I'm wasting my time, even using the online forms where you just type in your name and address information, and then it gives you a pre-filled out kind of letter.
I don't even have to type in my name and address info anymore because I've got my login account saved with Downsize DC.
Right. So now it just auto fills it in or last pass.
Click the thing, and then all I have to do is if I want to say anything, then I post it in there, but I generally use the form letter that he sends in the emails. So I'm sending them a form letter. They're sending me a form letter in response.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm not reading what they send, and chances are they're
not
reading what I sent.
So what's the point of it? I just don't. I mean, why bother?
It goes back to the same thing. Ian, why bother getting molested by the TSA agent?
Because it feels like you're doing something. Fair enough. I still do it every now and then, too. Like, just because, okay, they're gonna regulate the internet. Okay, they want me to fill this out. All right, here you go. Submit. All right, there you go. Done.
It feels like you're doing something.
You are doing something, but whether or not it's having an effect, there's no way to know. Although you can certainly look at, like, you remember the bailouts back in the Bush times?
Oh, yeah, where they said 90% of the calls into Congress were no, the other 10% were hell no,
right?
And they passed it anyway.
They did it anyway. So, or the Bearcat, even here on a local level in Keene. I mean, look, I'm the first person to say that the political process in New Hampshire, at the very least, functions. It doesn't function well because it's politics, but at the very least, you can talk to these people. State representatives in other states, they don't care who you are unless it's the election time. Then they'll look at you, shake your hand, and kiss your baby, and act like they care for a moment until they get elected. Then you'll never hear from them again until it's the next election season. If you're lucky, you'll talk to one of their staff members when you call their office. Here in New Hampshire, they make $100 a year, and they have no staff members, at least the state reps don't. The senators, I believe, have like a secretary for several senators.
The committees have secretaries.
Oh, okay.
And so,
are the secretaries independent of the committee members, or are they one of the committee members?
They're paid, like, there's a government agent, and they do this for the House as well, where there's a government worker that is tasked with being the secretary for the committee.
Right, but that's still like 15, 20, 25 people. The committees are fairly large.
I think
large.
There's 36 committees total.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So you can actually reach the politicos here in New Hampshire, and sometimes you can even change their mind, but not on everything. The Bearcat's a perfect example of that. It's Free Talk Live.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We are discussing the airports of the United States. TSA now will arbitrarily decide whether or not you can opt out. You can still try to opt out of the security, the gate scanner thing that they have. Backscatter. I don't know what they call it these days.
They're not using the backscatter anymore.
Was that the first one?
That was the one that did the radiation and was just really a horrible, horrible machine. They're not using that one anymore.
So you can certainly discuss the TSA situation, your most ridiculous experience with them. If you want to tell that story, you're welcome to do that. Also, contacting representatives, contacting government agents and... you know, sharing your thoughts with them. Is there really any point? At the federal level, I say no. No, there's not. It's pretty much a futile thing. These people in the federal government are there with an agenda, and that agenda does not include caring about what you think. Now, if you're, let's say, the CEO of a mega corporation that is a donor to said politician at the federal government, they'll probably take your call personally. But... for all the rest of us little folks, nope. No, they're really just not interested in what you have to say. State governments, I would say, in a lot of states, probably also not really worth doing anything there. Because many of them are insulated, not as insulated as the federal their federal counterparts, but they're still pretty insulated. They still have staffs in most of the states.
New Hampshire is a little bit different because they really don't have staff. In New Hampshire, the state representatives have a locker.
And it's not a big locker either.
No, it's like, you know, your school kind of locker, I guess.
No.
Is this smaller than that?
Smaller than that. Well, one of the state reps posted a picture on their Facebook page. And
like a comparison?
This is for all of the people asking me about my office and staff as a state rep. And it's like, it's a large drawer, basically. Like, it's horizontal, not vertical.
It's horizontal. I didn't even know that. I thought they were vertical.
The one that she showed,
weird.
It was like a large drawer on like a dresser sort of thing.
Huh. I guess that had a lock on it. I mean, if you're going to put papers in something, it makes sense to lay them down horizontally like that. So, you know, at least here in New Hampshire, the state representatives have there are no gatekeepers, if you will. There's nobody who stands in the way of you and them. If you want to go and go to their house, you can do that. There's nothing that would prevent you from doing that. If you want to call them at their home, many of them have their home numbers listed on
their cell phone.
Or their cell phone numbers. And sometimes even the state senators. Now, a few years ago, I was able to call the local senator in the area on her cell phone that I got from the state website. She has since removed that number from the state site, so that no longer is the case with her. But you know,
but she still has a telephone number on the state website.
Yeah, which it may be her home number. I don't know. I haven't called it in a little while. But there's the state representatives, sometimes there's like certain organizations that will encourage people to call the state reps. And so I've called a number of them on some occasions. Sometimes you get their kid answering the phone like, yeah, can you put your mom on the line? And you know, you're not used to that if you're new to New Hampshire.
Right.
So things are definitely different here. You can actually encounter these people at the state house. Most of them are more than willing to actually talk to you. Like if you're in the hallway and you've got something to say. I mean, sometimes they're running from one place to another and they don't have time for
right.
it. But at the very least, they have to pay attention to you. And I'm sure some of them are pretending like they care because that's just how things are. That's how people are. But it's just a more accessible system and you really can have an influence. And in fact, here in New Hampshire, we actually have Free State Project participants who are elected state representatives. These people you'll see outside of politics. You'll just see them at Liberty events and, you know, gatherings like the Liberty Forum that's coming up here in about 2 months.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how many state reps will be at Liberty Forum, but I bet you it'll be close to a dozen, if not more than that, because we actually have 20 or so Free State Project representatives, people who have moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is a political migration of libertarians coming to New Hampshire and getting active.
And then there are a couple that are friends of the Free State Project that are right. not Free State Project participants.
And there are also several dozen who qualify as A or B ranked Liberty reps. There's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that each year takes all the state reps' votes on certain issues, and then they calculate a score from A to F, and then actually below F there's constitutional threat, and there's also like a dereliction of duty for those
right.
who don't show up very often. And so, you know, there's literally dozens of people within the state representatives here that could be showing up at the Liberty Forum, which means that you can sit down and have dinner with them. You can talk to them about whatever issues you find. Or if you're hardcore like Daryl, you can present some actual proposed legislation to them and say, hey, will you sponsor this? Because if you think about it, here in New Hampshire, these state representatives, they're all doing something else, likely. Unless
yeah.
they're retired, they likely have something that pays the bills, because $100 a year plus a small gas stipend is all they get paid to be a state representative, and that's not going to pay for anything.
Right.
It'll barely even cover the gasoline that it takes to get to the state house. So these guys are super busy because, I mean, Daryl, you and I, we go up to the state house on a yearly basis for the last couple of years. Every wintertime is when they really do the heavy load of hearings.
I would say on average once a week from mid-January through mid to late March.
And we go up once a week, but, you know, sometimes we'll spend the whole day there.
Twice a week.
Sometimes we'll spend the whole day. Sometimes it's just the morning.
Right.
You know, we'll only go to the hearings that are interesting to us. But those poor state reps, they're there 3 days, 4 days a week, and sometimes all day, and sometimes late beyond 5 o'clock. So, I mean, they literally pour probably solidly more than 20, if not 30 or so, maybe more than that, hours per week into this job that really doesn't even pay them. So it's understandable when, you know, they're harried or they're busy or they feel like they are too loaded with work. First of all, if you're in any other state, you can't propose potential legislation to some state representative. They don't care what you think. You're just some voter. unless you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Or you're part of some organization that's got some money and influence.
Right. But here, if you take the time to actually write a piece of proposed legislation, and you've done this, Daryl.
I've done this on numerous issues, and there are some things that I've had more success in getting introduced, and this year I actually have two proposals introduced in various forms, meaning that more than one state representative introduced my proposal. So one of them deals with what they call warrant articles, which is the limited initiative referendum sort of thing that we have here in New Hampshire.
On the town level.
At the town level.
Yeah.
So you can go collect 25 petitions.
Or school board, as the case might be.
School board for Keene, where they have this deliberative session, official ballot thing that's something that a lot of towns have.
Yeah.
You can collect 25 signatures and get what they call a warrant article placed on the ballot. And, well, right now, those things can be amended, and there's conflicting...
Before they go on the ballot.
Before they go on the ballot. And there's conflicting court rulings out of Superior Court on the manner in which they can be amended. State statute currently says they cannot be amended to remove the subject matter. And one court ruled that by adding the word not before the verb, you're creating a nullity, thus eliminating the subject matter, because a yes vote and a no vote mean the same thing. But here in Cheshire County, we had some lawyer get a little tricky, and instead of adding the word not before the verb, just completely changed the verb. So from repeal the authority to ratify the authority. Still creates a nullity. Yes vote, no vote still have no effect. But the local court here in Cheshire County ruled that that's okay. So there's conflicting Superior Court rulings. So I've got a couple of state reps that introduced legislation.
Right. Rather than spending, let's say, $9,000 appealing that court decision, because
yes,
it was your court case, you filed it.
Yes.
Rather than spending thousands of dollars on an appeal, you could just spend, I don't know, an hour writing up some potential legislation and then spend another hour contacting state representatives.
A couple hours contacting reps. And
pitch it to them. Say, hey, will you sponsor this? And you said someone did sponsor it this
time? There's either two or three variants of that, plus there's one dealing with electioneering by government agents.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So if you want to have an effect on the political system, you should come to New Hampshire if you're a libertarian. Go to freestateproject.org. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you can join him on the internet. He's got a few radio things that he does. A daily newscast, 5-minute long newscast. Easy to download that via your favorite podcast client and have it for you when you drive to work or whatever. And then there's also the weekly kind of opinion piece that you do. What's that one called?
The FPP Freedom Minute is sort of a commentary slash newscast, also 5 minutes long.
That's once a week. And then you've got a 3 times weekly half-hour long podcast called Peace, Love, Liberty Radio.
Yes.
Also available via podcasts.
Yes.
At fppradio.com. That's where you can go to get more of Daryl in audio form. That's fppradio.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Doug in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I pretty much want to call and talk about it. I've called in before. How difficult it can be to get a hold of your elected people.
You mean in Illinois?
In Illinois and at the federal government and even at the local level.
Hmm.
You'll recall that in Wheeling, Illinois, not even a year ago, there had been a cop car that had been going after a guy doing 45 and a 35. He got up to doing over 100. He did not have the light bar active. He had nothing to indicate that he had been going after a guy when he hit and killed the guy walking in the road. And you hear it happen all over the country quite a bit. Now, I contacted Robert Rita, my rep, my Illinois rep, all the way back in June. I have written him letter after letter, phone call after phone call. Never gotten a reply back.
Now, when
never
you call this back. Guy, what is it like? Is there some aide who answers the phone, some kid or whatever?
Right. They have an aide, and I'm like, I want to get a phone call back from him. Or I'm like, tell me when he will be out here in Blue Island, a neighboring town, and I will meet with him. Or I will call him. Tell me a good time to call him. I never get a reply back. We can't do that. You know, I called down to the Capitol. No, we can't do that. You know, we got a 13-page report that I downloaded on each new law taking effect in Illinois. 13-page report in fine print. You can actually go on WGN TV and download it. Not a one of them pertaining to holding government accountable and protecting the people. You know, I want to talk to him about that. I want to talk to him about the issue of, you know, I called him before with what happened in Georgia where a cop had her canine partner get out. She didn't lock the cage properly, and the dog attacked an 11-year-old kid. And much to my shock, you have it happen around the country all the time. And they have immunity. Not only do they do nothing to them, they don't, you know, if it were your dog or my dog, the animal would be put down. But a canine unit, they're allowed to do whatever they want to do and pretty much get away with it.
So let's play for a moment. Let's pretend that you actually get the politician on the phone or in person, and you're able to bring up some of these abusive examples of government.
I'll play the representative. Okay. Hello, I'm Representative Johnny Rotten. how can I help you, sir?
Well, I think that we need to hold government a little bit accountable, like we're holding the people more accountable. You know, we're becoming.
What do you mean, hold government accountable?
Well, if I had my dog get out and attack a kid, the dog would be put down. If you're a cop and you have a canine partner and you have the dog get out on your own time and attack a kid, you're allowed immunity, and they don't.
That's a highly trained dog, sir. Those things are very expensive to train.
I don't think that's the right answer, Daryl. The most common political response I've ever heard to a really important question is, or like some sort of incident that happened where you want to get their opinion is, well, I don't know anything about that, so I can't comment. They plead ignorance.
Actually, I did have an aide give me a little tidbit one time when I called Robert Reeder. She told me, well, we look at it being a local issue, which can be part of the whole problem here in Illinois. Illinois, they allow the local government. It can be important to know that local government, they are a division of Illinois government, okay? And if Illinois government should make a law, they're to follow the law. But they pretty much let local government here do whatever the hell they want to do. Well, I told her, I go, did you make it a law that we have to be buckled up in Illinois? Yeah. Well, why didn't you leave it at the local level? No reply. You know, no reply. Did you make a law where you can't be on your phone in all of Illinois? Yeah. Well, why didn't you leave it up to the local government? It can be whatever it can fit. You know what I mean? When you get in a cop car and you're doing 100 in a 35 and you don't have the light bar active and you hit and kill a guy walking in the road, you're being incredibly negligent.
I don't know if the light bar would have saved his life. I mean, that's just dangerous driving.
But you have to begin, you know, at a particular area.
But what do you say when the politician says, well, I don't know anything about that, I can't comment?
Well, you're elected in, you should know about it, you know?
Well, I don't. Send me some information, but I don't know anything about it. And then if you try to give them information, they'll never actually look at it.
And we saw that in a committee where over a course of several years, the pro-cannabis lobbyist was giving information to the representative of the state police union, and this past year, during one of the committees, I never looked at that. You've been given copies
for a decade or whatever.
For several years. Why haven't you read it? Well, I'm busy and blah, 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 blah. But here's the studies that I know of that say the complete opposite, and they've been debunked by all this stuff that this other guy gave you, but I don't know anything about that because it doesn't fit my narrative.
It literally can be like a totalitarian government here in Illinois. 13-page report law after law that we have to follow. But not one damn law about holding government accountable and protecting the people. Nothing.
They hate it when you hold them accountable. I mean, the city of Keene here has this. Right, the city of Keene. I mean, New Hampshire's got a relatively small government compared to Illinois, but it still has its issues. And so when we've tried to hold the parking enforcers accountable, the city of Keene rewarded us with a lawsuit that we've been tied up in court with for 3 years. It started in May of 2013, so we're almost to 3 full years here. We've been to court 3 times on it. There have been a full 4 days of court hearings on this, and they just recently appealed it again to the New Hampshire Supreme Court because they didn't get the ruling that they wanted. The courts keep kicking it back in their face based on freedom of speech and the right to hold government agents accountable, but they fight tooth and nail to try to avoid any semblance of accountability whatsoever.
They have a word for what we call it here. They call it tyranny, okay? You have a government where they are very authoritative, and they don't have to follow the law, but you have to follow the law. You know what I mean?
Tyranny. But when you say that, and I'm with, look, don't get me wrong, I'm completely with you, but when you use a word like tyranny, people who are enjoying a relatively comfortable life, you know, they've got television, they've got video games, they've got whatever sports that they're into, people who are just sort of living day to day, living, working their job, going home, drinking at night, they think that everything's okay. They don't feel like they're living under tyranny. So when you say
people that live in North Korea think that they've
they've got it all right, too. They've got
that.
Propaganda that they get to listen. They've got radio that they listen to all the time.
Some of them are pretty hungry.
They've got sports and other stuff.
You
are completely correct for the fact that I watched the Frontline program on TV, and they were talking about how the people in North Korea, and actually a lot of them that they interviewed that fled the country, we're talking about how they're given propaganda that they live in a better country than anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Really,
my point is, it's a level of degrees.
I'm with you there. Doug, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your frustrations, and those are some of the frustrations that led, I think, me and a lot of other people to join the Free State Project and move to New Hampshire. The idea being that if you concentrate enough people who are concerned about government accountability, who are concerned about being able to, you know, contact these representatives and actually work towards having smaller government, getting those people into a critical mass is so important, because the average person out there, a lot of people know there's something wrong with the world, with the country or their state or whatever, but they're not really sure what, if anything, they can do about it, because they've always been told you can't fight City Hall.
Right.
And all the evidence is you can't fight City Hall. I mean, had John Meyer, the attorney for the Robin Hooders here in Keene — Robin Hooders are people who fill expired parking meters before a ticket attendant can write a ticket out — they sued us back in 2013, and John Meyer took that case. He's a huge free speech rights attorney. Normally, he doesn't even take cases like this. This isn't even really his like paid area of law. But normally, like, he works in employment law normally when he takes paid cases. And so he took this case pro bono, and I don't know how many hours he spent on it, but it's countless. It's countless hours now over a multitude of years. And, you know, had he not taken that case, we'd probably be dead in the water.
Yes.
So, really, God has blessed John Meyer for doing that. But having the concentration of people makes things more possible. It means that more liberty lawyers are likely to be here. We just had a new mover to Keene a few weeks ago, Melanie, who is a lawyer. She's trained to be an attorney. She hasn't yet taken the bar exam here in New Hampshire, but she did go to law school. So, you know, the more libertarian types we can concentrate in one area, the better off we're all going to be. And then what you'll start to see happen is the average people who normally don't even show up to vote and who really don't pay attention to anything, when they're asked questions about liberty, they'll say, oh, yeah, I've always been on the side of the libertarians, you know, because the average folks are going to go with whoever's seems to be like the majority.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're going to sway those folks. 855-450-FREE. But you've got to have a concentration to be able to do that. 855-450-3733. We'll talk about the Muslims in the airport coming up.
Are kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.